We'll start again. Daf Kuf Mem Dalet. Just a little bit of what the Gemara was talking about before. The shaila was, we said the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim was by tusim v'rimonim, by berries and by pomegranates. That there Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you buy them to eat them, then if on Shabbos the juice comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Mashenkin, if you bought them mitchila to drink the juice, or else the last braisa said even stoma, if you brought the pomegranates home with stam das, then if the juice comes out on Shabbos, we say it's also to drink the juice. How was Rabbi Yehuda shita? And the Chachamim say, no, in all cases, you're not allowed to drink the juice. Even if you bought the pomegranates to eat them, still, if on Shabbos the juice comes out by itself, still we say it's also midirabonim to drink the juice, because it's a gzera, if you come to drink the juice, maybe you'll like it, and you'll come to squeeze out more pomegranates on Shabbos. So our kopon we're handling now is that Yehuda said, if you buy the pomegranates stam, and then the juice comes out on Shabbos, it's also to drink the juice. So you see, stam, if something you bought at stam, it's also called yonichalei with the juice, and therefore the Rabbanu made gzera, if the juice comes out, you can't drink it, because maybe you come to be seichet more juice on Shabbos. So the question was, is stama called benichusam, or stam is called shlei benichusam? So we had brought down a machlikis. Was a shaila cholov beisha is matam lerotzon b'shleil lerotzon. Mashenkin cholov behema milk that comes out of a behema is only matam lerotzon. That was a tanakama, and Rabbi Kiva said no, it's a kal v'chaima that ma cholov beisha that's only miyuchad for a cotton to drink. It's metame or it's machshir. It has a shame mashker on it. Whether it came out bedas or it came out shleil lerotzon. So yes, kasher behema shemiyuchad ben lekana ben levelim and adim shiatama ben lerotzon or ben shleil lerotzon. A desire by the cholov of a behema that it's oimer to eat for adults. So avada should have the chaymer that even if it comes out, it drips out, the milk drips out by itself, even shleil lerotzon, still it should have a shem mashke to be machshel a kabutum or other things. That was Rabbi Kiva's kabel chaymer. Omru loy, the chum said back to Rabbi Kiva, in tomei cholov isha shleil lerotzon, I tell you no, the milk of an isha is more chomer. Shedam agav te tomei. Because even the blood that comes out of a cut from her is also metame. Shedam agavtei metame, even shleil lerotzon. Is a mele yetame cholov. Who adin, the milk that comes out of an isha is also tame, like Rashi says, because the milk we say really was supposed to be dam, but the dam turned into be milk. Mashen kein is yitma cholov abheimo, shleil lerotzon. You want the milk that comes out of an animal without that. It should also be machshir. It should also have a shem machshir. Shleil lerotzon. Shedam agav tetor. A behema is less than an isha, than a man. Because by a behema, if the dam comes out of a cut, the dam is not machshir lekabel tumah. Its dam doesn't have a shem machshir. So that's the chomer's raya that cholov isha is more chomer than behema. Omalhen, Rav Kiva answered back still, machmer ani becholov. Still, I want to be more machmer by cholov of a behema mi bedam. I'll tell you, even though when the dam comes out of a behema, it's not machshir lekabel tumah, it doesn't have a shem machshir, but the milk that comes out of a behema is always machshir, always has a shem nichusa, and the mashke is mekabel tumah, or it's machshir other things to mekabel tumah. What's the kibbutz raya? Because dam, by cholev, it's mochamor, shachoylev the refuah. If somebody, shachoylev the refuah, if somebody milks the cow, and when asked for a full of the cow, that means the cow has too much milk in it. It's getting sick. So if you squeeze out the milk, al manas for a full of the behemoth, it's tummy. So you see, das for a full is also called benichusam, and the milk is machshel kabutuma. Mashenken vahamake is the refuah. If somebody gives a cut to the animal to let out its blood for the refuah of the animal, so the animal should feel healthy, is tor. So you see that milk is more chomer than damis. By dam, no matter what purpose you take the dam out of the animal, even for refuah, still it's not mekabel tumah, it's not machshir lekabel tumah. Mashenkein the milk, when it comes out of the animal, even without pure das to drink it, you just have das to take it out for the refuah of the animal, also it's machshir lekabel tumah. So you see, milk is more chomer than dam. So melo Rabbi Kiva adas kabel chomer. If the milk of an isha is machshir lekabel tumah, whether we have das to take it out, whether we don't have das to take it out, so avada behemah's milk should be machshir lekabel tumah, whether it came out b'das or shleil lerotzon, without das. Omru loy, the chum said back to Rav Kiva, no.
Sale Zesim via Novim Yochichoi. I'll bring Uriah from the locha of baskets of Zesim of olives and of grapes, Yochichoi. For they are proof to you that it's different, that the milk of an animal is not mash lekabel tuma. What's the raya? Shahamash kin hayoytsin mehem lerotzoin tumei. If you squeeze out the olives, or you squeeze out the grapes, bedaf, to get the juice, so that juice avad is called a mashke, it's called like water, and it's mash lekabel tuma. And when it's mekabel tuma, it's both.
About shalele rotzen teru, but the water that the juice that comes out shalele rotzen, it means you didn't have das to squeeze out the grapes just by itself. It got squashed and the juice came out. That's not marshal kabutum. Is so that's what the Brisa says, that even zeisim v'yanovin only lerotzen is it marshal kabutum, but shalele rotzen it's teru. Now the Gemara Madaik, my love. Lerotzen, what does it mean it got squashed lerotzen? That means the nichale. That means you're happy with the fact it got squashed, that you want the grape juice, you want the juice to come out of the grapes now. Shalei lerotzen, what does shalei lerotzen mean? Bistam, just means bistam minastam. You don't have das that it should come out, you don't have das that shouldn't come out. Just by itself, you had a pile of grapes in the basket, and by itself the weight of the grapes started to press down and made the grapes run, the juice came out. Even though it came out with stam das, still we say it's Torah. To see if something comes out with stam, it's not called like wenichale. It's not called we want that juice to come out. So I bezoy, the more saying now, Oma zeisim, v'yanovim, divnei schita ninu, ma duch grapes and olives, that they're oimed to be squeezed out. Yeah? It's oimed to get oil and to get wine. Still we say, shaloi lerotzen, v'loi klum, that if it came out shleil rotzen, that means it came out with stam das. It's not marsh lekabel tuma. Means it's not called yinichalei with it. Or bezoi tusim v'rimoinim. The lab b'nei schitininu. Is that we want? That what we wanted to say before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he said that if you buy tusim v'rimoinim with stam das is also called yinichalei with the mashke. See, that's the kasha. So tusim v'rimoinim, the lab b'nei schitininu. Tusim v'rimoinim, that means pomegranates and berries. They're not oimed bedavka for the juice. I mean, some people use it for eating it. It's like 50-50. So le kol shechein, shouldn't that be a kol shechein? That a stam is not called benichusa? That the juice comes out when a stam is not called yonicha with the juice? So it was like, who had been before Neb Yehuda? If you bought the pomegranates with stam das, we shouldn't say yonicha with the juice to come out. Just like we're saying here, if the juice came out by itself, it's not called the bailim as nicha with that juice. Therefore, it's not marshal kabel tuma. So Zot Rashi, shalei lerotzen bestama uktoni torim, and still it says it's tor. The loychoshev mashke, even though it's the juice of zeitzim v'yanovim, it's not considered mashke. Now, if Reb Yehuda come alor, if Reb Yehuda is saying this kasha, so it's a stir in Reb Yehuda. Before we want to say when Reb Yehuda holds, if you buy the peiros stam, it's considered yenicha with the mashke, and here we're saying it's not considered yenicha with the mashke. The rabbanon kamri elamai, this is the rabbanon shita now, is the chura kol shechein toyun Reb Yehuda. Avad it should be torah according to Reb Yehuda. To hamidi de la rabbanon mashku, something that according to rabbanon is called the mashke. Reb Yehuda lav mashku, according to Reb Yehuda, it's not called the mashke. Of the zayv kol shechein midi avadin avadim to the rabbanon lav mashke. It's not called a mashke according to Rabbanan. Avad according to Yehuda is not called a mashke. The hashta, Yom HaZeisim V'yanovim, that we say what you wanted for the juice to come out. Still, stam is not called Yenichalei. So Avad V'aytusim V'rimoinim, stam should not be called Nichalei. Right. So that's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, no, I'll tell you a different pshat. Loi. Loi l'rot soin b'stam. Is that what the Braisa says? That's not pshat. What is the pshat in the braisa? Lerotzen. When we say yenicha with the juice to come out of it is machshir, that's bestoma. That means in a case, tam case. Shleu lerotzen. What's the case of the juice comes out of the tusim v'rimoinim, comes out of the zeisim v'yanovim, comes out of the olives and the grapes? What's called shleu lerotzen? Tastavka de goli adaitei. He tells us specifically. The Omar Lenicholi. He says, Chlo, I do not want the juice that comes out.
No, it's no kasha on Yehuda. That this brisa says when the juice comes out of the grape, shaloi l'rotzen, it's not mach l'kabel tuma. Here, shaloi l'rotzen means you're saying beferish you do not want it. You do not have any das for it. Ma'ashenkin, when the juice comes out, stam, like you didn't have beferish das, yes, you didn't say no, you didn't say yes. Minastam is also called yenicha with the mashkin. So Mel is good, Yehuda before, he holds if you buy two simvrimoinim stam, we also say yenicha with the mashkin. Therefore, if the juice comes out on Shabbos, it's also to have anor from the, also to drink the juice. So the more of Yiboy Yisema, no, you don't have to say here, Shalei L'Rotzen means bestoma. The Yiboy Yisema, the Shani, Sali, Zesim, V'Yanovim, Kivon, the Le'ibut, Kaimo, that Salim here means baskets, that the juice just sips out of it and goes onto the floor, it goes Le'ibut. Some of our baskets, like our basket, has holes in the basket. It's a woven basket that has holes all over it. So when the juice starts to drip, where does it go? On the floor. So Shani Salis Eitzim V'Yanovim Kivan De Le'ibut Kaim since it's Oymet to be lost. Mi'ikara Afkure Mafkalu. Before also you mafka these juice and you have no das to use it. That's why here, even if you have a stam in the basket, here we say Minastam, you have no nichusa, you're not nichu with it. That's because here it's getting lost, the juice. But in the case where you buy peristam, it could be Yavada Nicha with the juice, and when the juice comes out, that's why Yehuda said before, they're not allowed to use the juice on Shabbos. Trashmi boy, you say, Shani Zaitim V'Yanovim, V'Davke Noket Salim, therefore Davke says here baskets, Shamashke Hanoitiv Me, and the juice that drips out of them, Noifalorets falls on the ground, Boilich Libud, and goes Libud, Hilkach Stomala Nichle, therefore we say, Minastam, you're not Nicha with the juice. And afkure mafke luhu mashke, avol shar kelim mashenken ode kelim a good glass. Afilu tusim v'moinim, I tell you even pomegranates and stam berries. Emeloch stam ala mashke. When you buy them stam, we say stam das is you want to use it for the mashke. Therefore, it's good Rabbi Yehuda that if you brought home the tusim v'moinim stam, and on Shabbat the juice comes out, we say you're not allowed to drink that juice because it's considered like yonicha with the juice, and we're afraid maybe you go ahead and squeeze out more peres to get out more juice on Shabbos. So the more vital. The more ashkichon, Rabbi Yehuda, the moedah the rabbonin. You said in Metchila that there is a case where Rabbi Yehuda is moedah to the rabbonin shita, that even if you bought the peris lachila, still when the juice comes out on Shabbos, you can't drink it. Where's the case? Bezeisim v'yanovim. If you have olives or grapes, since roiv pomim it's oimit for the juice to come out, so even if you bought it for the das of eating it. But if on Shabbos it gets squashed and the juice comes out, we're afraid you'll zicha be nicha with the juice, and you come to squeeze out more. Of a rabbonin demoidi leila Rabbi Yehuda, v'sha peris minolin. Where do you have a raya to the third part of the shiloh? That the rabbonin amoidi to Rabbi Yehuda by sha peris. That means not tusim v'rimoinim, not a category of pomegranates and berries, but a category of less fruit. That's not oimid b'chlal like to squeeze out the juice. So in that case, you're telling me the rabbonin amoidi to Rabbi Yehuda. That if you bought the peris home stam like an apple, if you bought an apple home stam, you bought it home to eat it, so Rabbon Mamoide, if on Shabbos the juice comes out of it, you're allowed to drink the juice. You're allowed to drink the juice. Because since the Bechlal is not aimed to squash out to get the juice, so we're not afraid if the juice comes out on Shabbos that you come to do it on Shabbos. How do we know this? That the Rabbonin, even though in the Mishnah they say stam, anytime the juice comes out of the peris, you can't drink the juice on Shabbos, we're saying no. That's only talking about either Zaysim V'Yanovim or else Tusim V'Rimayim. Ma'ashen Ken Shah Peris, even though you bought it, Ma'ashen Ken Shah Peris, the other Rabbanon don't always say you can't drink the juice. It depends. If you bought it for Achila, you are allowed to drink the juice. Hey, Minolon, how do we know this? Tomorrow the Tanya, I'll bring you right. We learned, Soichtin V'Pagoyim, you're allowed to squeeze plums, over frishin, some say that's quinces, over uzardin, that's unripe crab apples. You're allowed to squeeze out these pears on Shabbos. Avoloibrimonim, but you're not allowed to squeeze out pomegranates on Shabbos. Vishal base Menashe, Brebenachim, ho yusechtim brimonim. You know, in the house of Menashe, Brebenachim, they used to be seichet, they used to squeeze out pomegranates for the Jews. So Rashi says, Betkoyim prunes. Plums. They squeezed it out to get the juice, to drink the juice. Over Prishim, Rashi says, Kevidunas. Over Azurdin, Krumnish, Slavu Chayel Bohochi. These peris are not oimid to be squeezed out for juice. Therefore, it's not called dash, it's not oimid. the juice is not called the real juice. It's not called like inside the juice, inside the peri there was juice. It's ain kamishum dash. There's no isidi raisa. And mashma you even allowed to do it mechila. Avol leibri meinim, but pomegranates that you're not allowed to squeeze out. Why? To yuchai behochi, because that's an urche. It's a steger to squeeze out pomegranates to get the juice. So that's an issa of dash to do it on Shabbos. V'shabesh menasho yugil nischet rimonim zrashi b'choil. And there's no stira. Saying there they used to squeeze out the pomegranates in the middle of the weekday. Alma ibezoy tsaraya ika de sochet lu. Some people squeeze out pomegranates. Hilkach b'shabbos also. Therefore on Shabbos it's also, it's called the maisa dash. Since some people do squeeze out the juice, it's also to do it on Shabbos. So now we're saying l'chur this goes according to Rabbonin. Yes, so frati gemara umimai de Rabbonin hi. What's the raya? This goes according to the Rabbonin. I see you want to bring a raya, it's mutter to squeeze out shaperis. Who said this goes according to Rabbonin? Duma Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe this only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So there's no raya to what we're talking about. For the gemara by Shtakura. For Tevinami Rabbi Yehuda. Like the monashach, this braise is shver. Even if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Of until now, Eima d'shamat le Rabbi Yehuda, yotzu meyatzman. When did Rabbi Yehuda say, you're allowed to drink the juice in the Mishnah only if the peri, the juice came out by itself? That was his halacha. Says if you bought peris, and you bought them for achila, so now if on Shabbos the juice comes out by itself, it got the juice came out by itself, it got squashed by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Oh, b'sayuchta l'chadchila mishamat lei. Did Rabbi Yehuda ever say the peris, you're allowed to squeeze the peris by itself? So estamazay shred this braisa. Ela mai yeslach l'meima, ela mai, what do we have to say? Since these pears, these plums, and these quinces, and these crab apples, it's not a derech to squeeze it out. It's not omid to squeeze out in the middle of the week for the juice. Is afil. It's a new svar to say there's no eschiter on these pears. Since it's not a derech to squeeze it out in the weekday, even on Shabbat it's mutter metchila to do it. If that's the new svar now, afil tema rabbanan. Saying, this new svara, there's no raya the rabbonin, and there's no svara why the rabbonin should ding zechon yabudim. So it's very, it's most stavra to say that this raya even goes according to the rabbonin. Now, what's the svara? Kiv and lav b'nei chitin inim. Since nobody squeezes out crab apples or plums, is afilu chitchila. Even mitchila, you're allowed to go and squeeze them out on Shabbos. Is shmamin the rabbonin, is shmamin. Like shmamin the rabbonin, I'm moving to the svara. That peiris that are not oimed in the middle of the weekday to squeeze them out. That's the third darga. That's less than two simvrimayim. Like we have three dargas of peris now. Zaysim v'anovim, that's an issur d'oraisa, that's oimed to be sochat. That everybody, the rov pomim, you squeeze out the grapes and the olives. You have a middle class of two simvrimayim. Some people do, some people don't. And that was the more of how to bring a raya. That you see, the show base menashia, b'rabanachim, they used to squeeze out rimayim in the middle of the week. So it's called the derech, therefore yechayiv on Shabbos. Mashenka in the third category is like quinces or like plums or like crab apples that nobody in the cloud squeezes them out. Although it's even mutta matchila Shabbos to squeeze it out. Yeah. So tomorrow, shel beis menashio bar menachim hoyu seichtim b'rimayim. That was the Gemara before that since they used to squeeze out on the weekdays pomegranates, it's a riot to derek to be seichet. Therefore, on Shabbos it's also. Omer Rav Nachman halacha kishel beis menashio b'rabanachim. We pass an halacha like this halacha, like Beis Menashe b'Rabbi Nachim. The water is also to squeeze out pomegranates on Shabbos. Omalei Rova, Rav Nachman, for Rova Akasha to Rav Nachman. Menashe ben Menachim. Tanahu, like you see a Tanis, he's saying any din here. The Chur is not saying any din, it's just a Metzias. The Gemara is saying over that in his house, they used to squeeze out the pomegranates in the middle of the weekday. What are you saying halacha Rav Nachman for? Said Rashi, Menashe Tanahu, who? Bitzmiya. The more just brought it down for a raya that according to him is good why we should hold this also. But it doesn't say that Benashi like is saying halacha, it's also to squeeze it out on Shabbos. It's just saying that in their house they used to squeeze out pomegranates in the middle of the week. The chi taimo halacha ki hai tana disov halacha shal menashe b'Rabbi Nachim. That's what Rabbi Nachim meant to paskin. He meant to say we paskin like the tana that brings a raya from this maisa. That since they squeeze down in the middle of the week, it's a raya reminding him as a derech to squeeze out. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's awesome. Rashi b'chitay modi yom halacha kishol beis menash rochik koma halacha kai tana the osab remoinim. We pass by the man the yomer it's osab squeeze out remoinim. Hoyo v'koy menashe kavosei since menashe holds like him. The seichtim remoinim b'chil almo b'nei tchitin ninu. We see what they're called b'nei tchitin ninu. Shati Gemara Kasha Umishum de Sova Kimanashe ben Menachim Halocha Kimoisai. Shati Gemara Menashe Menasia ben Menachim had Ruba the Alma. So what if in his house they used to squeeze out pomegranates? Who said though it's Ruba the Alma? Like who says rope people do like that? Trash have Ruba the Alma de Mishum Iyu Lechude Nishavi Derechimon Mesrita. Like Lechuri, Shastical Boss for rope people in the world? See what rope people in the world do. Just because you found one person that in his house they squeeze out remind him. What's the right? It's called the Daryl to squeeze out remind him that you want to ask what's for everybody. Like heavy Ruba the Alma. And the Gemara in, yes, it's a raya. Did Tanan. Ha makayim koitzim bekerim. If somebody keeps koitzim, that's like thorns in a kerim. Is Reb Lezer why mekiddish? Lezer holds mekadish rashi as atua. Mishum klayim dezriyahu. It's called zroyim. It's even, what, even koitzim, like thorns, is called. It's called klayim. And it's an iser, it makes a klay azroyim. Vechachomim oimrim, enoi mekadish eladovar shekumoho mekayomim. A stam plants, if it has thorns on it, we say since you don't want to keep it there, so it's not called zroyim. That one aser. It's not called, even though you have vines growing there, now that you have some other zroyim growing there, it doesn't make klayim. But since it only has thorns, the mouth thorns you're not makpid to keep there, you'll throw them out. The Chum says it's only mekadish shekumo mekayomim. That means you're growing, let's say, some good vegetables. There are on the vegetables that grow some thorns also, but since you want to keep the vegetables there, that's called zroim. That's awesome. But stam thorns, since you don't want it to grow there, so it doesn't make klai zroim. That's the machlokes where Belez and the Chumim, if stam things that grow with thorns, is it also in the kerem? The Yomer Rabbi Chanina, my time with the Rabbi Eliezer, what did Rabbi Eliezer say it's osir to leave the thorns growing in the kerem, in the vines, yards? Shekein ba'arvio, because in Arabia, mekayomim koitzei sodis l'gmalayim. There the people keep in their fields the thorns to grow. Why? Because they want the camels to eat it. So Huri, you see, since in one place people do like that, it's called a derech all over, and therefore it's osir mishum klayim. That's a Raya Tawa case also, even though there's only one person by Shalbeis Menashe that used to squeeze the Remainim, that's a Raya to be Kaveyat Aloha all over, you can't squeeze Remainim on Shabbos. So the Gemara Midi Iri, what's the Raya? Is there any Sushta one to the other? To Arv, Yatel Yasra, that's a whole place. So a whole place, like a whole city, that could be Kaveyat Aloha. There are a lot of people there. Abahocha Botla Daita Yetzikol Adam, here it's only one person. One person, I'll tell you, zicha batla dait leit to kolodim. One person is no raya to bring a raya from. Said Rashi. Here's a Rashi. Mekadesh es hatfua mishum klayim dezriyahi. It's called dezri, it's called growing. Therefore, it asks even the vines, even the grapes, mishum diyasa klayim. V'yom Rabbi Chanina. Alma mishum chad mokum liyachshevinu mishavinu ludava choshev. This is the raya. Since in one place they kept the thorns growing for the camels, it's raya all over the world, it's called dezriyim. But the Mordas no Tzushtol here, it's Asruhu v'chashivas the rabbim hevi chashivusa. They since there are a lot of people doing it, that's called a chashiva thing. Abahocha chad gavlu chadayahu. Neima botla daite. It's only one person that squeezed out the pomegranate. So maybe here it's botla daite. So this can't be the raya. This is not a raya that one person can be kaveyat alocha. So the Mordas.
Here, Zogti Gemara. Ela hainu taima. Ela my what's pshat in Rav Nachman that he passed in talocha. Like the base Menashe, that pomegranates are also. He has to hold like Rav Chisda. The Yom Rav Chisda, Tardin, that's a beet. She sochton v'nos non b'mikvah. You take beet juice, as you squeezed out the beet, you got juice, you put this beet juice into the mikvah. Is dalocho poislin es ha-mikvah. It passes the mikvah, v'shinumara. Since even though you had a kosher mikveh, you had memso mayim ksherim, but now that you put this beet juice in the mikveh, since it changed the color, the mikveh b'shinu mara, the mikveh becomes posel.
And the Havamina is now that a mikvah only becomes possible with Shinomara if it has a Shem Mashka. If it's Siddit Mashka came into the mikvah, that the Mashka is Mishana, the Mara of the mikvah becomes possible. So the kasher is, I voho lav v'nei schitin hinu, hey stam tradin, stam beats, it's not a derech to squeeze it out. So why do we say the juice that comes out is called a Mashka, is called a liquid, is called like Mayim? That now when this water goes into the mikveh, it could pass all the mikveh with the shinumara. What's the hezber? It's not a derech schita. Ela may yisloch lemeima. What do we have to say according to Rav Chisda? Kivon the svar is, kivon the yachshev inhu. Since now that you squeezed out this beets, and you made juice out of it, to you, your machshev, this juice, kivon the yachshev inhu, as you yourself are machshev it, like you want to use this juice, is heavy lehu mashke. It has a shame mashke on it that's called a mayim like, and therefore when it goes into the mikvah, if it changes the color of the mikvah becomes posel. And I'll tell you, hochi nami, that's the same as for Rav Nachman also. Kivan diach shevinu, now when you take these pomegranates and you squeeze out the juice on Shabbos, since you're squeezing it out, you're mashke, like you're showing that you want the juice, have ilahu mashke. It has a shame mashke, and therefore it's chayiv akopon and midirabonin. So Trashi, Elohainu taima de Rav Nachman di Yom Aloch rein zeichten. What's the head of why does Rav Nachman pass to me for? That pomegranate should not let us squeeze out on Shabbos. The Teretz says he holds ki Rav Chizdom. Trashi afagav de li alma. Loi choshev, even though if everybody else it's not choshev, maybe most people don't squeeze out pomegranates. Or the kivon di achshev iyu. Since this person was machshevit, have in the day mashke. For he himself it has a din mashke now. This is the way Rav Nachman now is masked by the first Breiser, is why he passes that remind him is also to squeeze out. The first Breiser said, you're allowed to squeeze out these plums or the quinces. Why are you allowed to squeeze out the juice? Hey, so this is the Chiddush in Rashi. Rashi learns you're only allowed to squeeze out these pears if you're doing it for the purpose lamate capri, that means to make the pre itself sweet. You're not squeezing it out to get plum juice. You don't want the quince juice. No, you want the plums itself to be better. Now there's too much juice inside it. That's called lamate capri. You're squeezing out the peri in order to make the pre taste good. That's mutter. V'loy letzarech hamashke. But you taka do not want to drink the plum juice. That's Psham the first Breiser. That we say you let us squeeze out the juice of Pagoyim and Prishin and Vilzardin, Rashi learned this only with the svar of Lamati, like we'll see later svaras like this. You're not doing it for the purpose of drinking the juice, you're only doing it for the purpose of making the pre itself taste good. So therefore the juice that comes out of it does not have a shame juice, it's not called the mashka, therefore there's no issa of mefarik. Avoloi b'rimoinim, but the Breiser says you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice of pomegranates. V'yafilu lamaskon, even if your kavanah is not to drink the juice, your kavanah is just to make the pre sweet, to eat it better this way, still it's mutter. Why is it mutter? L'chura, that's not called mefarik. You don't want to drink the juice. The teretid is shel beis menashe hoyu seichten b'chil l'tzorech mashke. Hey, since there are some people that do squeeze out the juice of pomegranates to drink it, hilkach b'shavis osam. I'll tell you, on Shabbos, it's also to squeeze out the juice. Afilu lamatik, even if your kavanah now is just to make the peri sweet. Hoyo v'ikur chad, since there is one person at least, the yovad l'shem mashke. Hey, since there is one person that normal, in the middle of the weekday, squeezes out the pomegranates for the juice. Yeah, so that's why we yasa. V'loy mishum de menashe ruba di almon. You don't have to come out to the svar anymore that menashe is the ruba di almon when we go boss to him. Elo the svar is chashinim v'choshes. Isharis le lamatik, if you're squeezing out the juice, almanat to make the pre taste good, which really that should be mutter, even midrabonin, by any peri, of the still osi lemeve l'shamashka. We're afraid maybe you'll change your mind that sometimes you'll squeeze the pomegranates for the juice. And what will be then? That's of his disfara now. Since when you squeeze out the juice of the pomegranates for the juice, your machshav, you're showing us you want to use the juice, have a mashke, has a shem mashke. O mechayiv, nesot shkesh tak yu bichayiv, mishum schita. Avu bif goyim, ashenkin, by the plums. Lekalim.